Today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
50 years ago this week, 13 civil rights protesters were shot dead by British soldiers on the streets of Derry, while another man shot by a paratrooper on the day died 4 months later. A series of events will be held in Derry this weekend, culminating in a remembrance walk on Sunday, which will trace the route of the original civil rights march through the city on the 30th of January 1972. Well, our reporter Brian O'Connell joins me now from Derry. Good morning to you, Brian.
Morning, Claire.
So tell me where you are at the moment and give us a sense of how the city is preparing for the weekend.
Well, I'm here in the Bogside, surrounded by murals, many of which depict the tragic events of 50 years ago. Behind me, Claire, is the Museum of Free Derry, which tells the story not only of what happened that day, but also the struggle for civil rights and for justice, which some families say continues. Derry is obviously a very different city today. It's outward looking. There's a confidence to the city now. And it's almost hard to envisage what the city was like half a century ago and what the atmosphere was like. But walking around the museum behind me, seeing the archive footage of events on Bloody Sunday, some of it taken by victims on the day, seeing, for example, the white handkerchief Father Edward Daly, later Bishop Daly, waved as he attempted to save Jackie Duddy's life, it really brings the stark reality of what happened home. So history is ever present here in the Bogside in Derry, and no more so than this weekend. The front page of the Derry Journal simply says, never forget. So let me bring you some voices from the centre of Derry earlier yesterday. And an issue this man wanted to talk about was the flying of parachute regiment flags in some areas of the city in the lead up to this weekend.
Oh, people were quite hopeful of it, but then they were absolutely distraught these last few days when they seen what happened on the water side and they put up the paratrooper flags. Everybody was absolutely aghast at that. They couldn't believe it. I mean, because the flags haven't been up locally in a long time. People are just absolutely flabbergasted, just can't believe it. I'm very, very embarrassed about it that someone could be so heartless about it, you know. It just goes against logic. And it's really, really hurtful. Society's in a better place. It's not 100% yet.
Can I ask you what age you are?
19.
What does this weekend mean to you, the 50th anniversary of Bloody Sunday?
Obviously, I think everyone kind of my age in the city is aware that we're very lucky to have grown up, you know, post Good Friday Agreement and peace in this city, which is something that wasn't seen for an awful long time. You know, there's a feeling of it, I think, even the past few days, the past few weeks building up to this, that this is a milestone and it's, as much as the tragedy, something that needs to be remembered and cannot be forgotten.
Is it difficult for you as a 19-year-old, obviously you've grown up post-Good Friday, to connect with that part of the city's history?
I don't think it's been difficult. One thing that, you know, Derry people, Irish people at whole can do is tell a story, and it's something that, you know, despite it being, you know, we've 25 or whatever many years since the Good Friday Agreement, 24 years, no one's forgotten it.
Do you feel that you can reach out to other parts of the community and there to not be that barrier?
I think that's one thing that is easier now, and it's coming with time since 98. You know, even I'm in university in Belfast, and it's not something that comes up.
Derry's a changed place from 50 years ago. Obviously, with Bloody Sunday, it was a total turnaround for the city regarding the troubles. You were maybe frightened to go out in the evening. It's just like a new city to live in. It's lovely. It's peaceful. Obviously, COVID didn't help over the last few years. It has got that cosmopolitan, if I can say that, touch to it. Back in the day, what school do you go to? That would determine what religion are you. That's a thing of the past.
Lovely to hear that optimism there. But going back to the issue, Brian, of the flying of the parachute regiment flags in some areas last weekend, understandably, that has really angered some people there.
It has. An SDLP leader, Colm Eastwood, condemned the flying of those flags and called on the regiment to apologise for the events of 1972. He pointed out that while the parachute regiment condemned the flying of flags as grossly offensive, he said the regiment has yet to apologise and condemn the actions of their soldiers on Bloody Sunday in Derry. One of the I mean, obviously for the last 50 years, it's been a torturous journey, Claire, of grief for families in their search for justice and for truth. And I want to bring you two families of victims who I met at the site of where their loved ones were shot and killed. First up, we'll hear John McKenney, whose brother William was killed literally 10 yards from where I'm standing. And then across the road from where I am here, Karen Doherty's father, Patrick, known as Patsy, was also killed. John McKenney is up first.
We're standing here at Glenfada Park on the Bogside, and where we're standing now is where my brother William was murdered by the paratroopers that day. The paratroopers come in the bottom of this car park on the right hand side here at the bottom. My brother William was killed here. Jim Ray was shot dead up at that corner, just about 10 feet away, 20 feet away. And that alleyway, just about less than 10 feet away again, Jerry McKinney was killed.
Do you feel you got justice at the Savile Inquiry?
I think we got truth. I think out of Savile we got maybe 70% of what we wanted to hear.
In terms of equality and civil rights, Where is Derry at now? Where is Northern Ireland at now?
Well, definitely we're in a better place.
We're at the place where my father was killed, and the soldier was just, as you can, up here. He was up on that pram ramp there, so my daddy was trying to get away. He was crawling.
It's important we remember. It's important we tell Derry. The stories.
Yeah, yeah. I think that it's something, you know, that'll never be forgotten in Derry. And I feel that you don't want people to forget, and the people of Derry never forget anyway. I just think it's so important to remember what was done here.
Because obviously there's a generation, and maybe two generations now, who have grown up in a completely different Derry.
Yeah. Which is great, and I don't hold any bitterness or anger or anything. I had to let all that go years ago, you know, because I do just basically want to get on with my life. And
you know. Will you go to events this weekend too?
Oh, yes, yeah. It's mixed feelings, you know, really is, because you want them to be remembered, and I know it's going to be difficult. I just find it brings it all back, and it's just, you know, and you think you've put it to bed, you think you've dealt with it, but it'll always trigger something, you know.
And that's Karen Doherty speaking about her father, Patrick, or Patsy, as he was known. And before her, we heard from John McKenney. Now, Brian, there's been a lot of emotional days, as people will understand, over the last 50 years. And this weekend, of course, will be no different.
As one man said to me in the box set earlier, they remember the past to ensure they can continue to change the future, he said. And one of those who played a pivotal role, not only in ending decades of violence, is Dennis Bradley, but he was also a priest in the box set during the 1970s. He was present on Bloody Sunday. He was also later vice chair of the Northern Ireland Policing Board. And Dennis Bradley told me how Bloody Sunday changed everything. He said, all these years later, there now needs to be a reckoning with the events that happened afterwards.
The big thing about Bloody Sunday was, obviously, the core of that was the 14 people who died and a lot of people who were injured. But it happened too within, in the sight and in the feeling of a complete community of people. You know, you're talking about thousands of people witnessing something. I think that the march itself, even though it was supposedly an anti-internment march, I think it was two things was happening. Because today, funny enough, in Derry, there's the commemoration of two policemen who were shot 3 or 4 days by the IRA before Bloody Sunday. But actually, I think that the march was a reclaiming of the streets of the city. It was a reclaiming both from the British and from the IRA. And the truth of the matter is that I remember that night going out with a friend of mine, another priest who was on the streets that day too, and both of us deciding that the civil rights movement had been killed as well as the 13 or 14 people. An eye for an eye just results in blindness. But despite that, it was clear that it was going to be very hard to regain the streets, to retake the streets, to regain the momentum of what was being actually sought, and that violence was going to have its way.
And Derry today, Dennis, is that landscape, are those streets still contested?
No. There's a small group of dissident IRA who think that they contest them, but they're a stone in the shoe rather than actually anything else. They're just an annoyance. I mean, there's no presence of the IRA, there's no feel of the IRA in Derry. The streets of Derry are controlled by the people and by the police.
How will you mark this weekend, finally?
I will go to all the... I always went to the 11 o'clock service, kind of prayer service at 11 o'clock down at Roswell Street, and I will go to that. There's big calls at the moment for an examination of COVID, you know, and how we handle COVID. I think that we should politically look at how we handled the troubles in the north of Ireland, that the two governments should look at that. There's never really been a proper analysis of that. And I think that that's poor politics, because I do think that there's a lot to be learned out of these types of situations. And politics demeans itself by actually not taking itself seriously enough.
Dennis Bradley there, and we're going to post an extended version of your interview, Brian, with Dennis online on our webpage after the show today. Will you remind us of some of the key events that will be happening?
Yes, well, President Michael D. Higgins, Taoiseach Micheál Martin and former Labour Party leader Jeremy Corbyn, they're all going to feature in a programme of events, a commemorative event, Beyond the Silence, that will take place before a limited audience in the Guildhall Square. And then earlier on Sunday, relatives of those who were shot and injured will take part in that walk of remembrance. It's going to set out from the Craigan, it's make its way to the Bloody Sunday Monument, and there will be an annual memorial service and ceremony at 11 a.m. And a new play, The White Handkerchief, it premieres at the Guildhall as well. Many families have been telling me they expect that to be a very emotional watch.
Brian O'Connell in Derry, thank you very much.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.